And the same is true for talking. Unless a person learns the halachis of Lashon Hara, then that's true. Whatever he touches could lead to disaster. That's exactly why it's so important to learn these halachis. It's the difference between soaring through the air and growing, or unfortunately crashing.
Oh, I think I see what you mean. So before I do things, you think it's a good idea, I should ask if it's the right thing to
do? And you think before you talk, and the main thing is learning the halachis, especially when it comes to the character traits of a person, because we can never really know who a person is. Did I ever tell you about Gimple?
Gimple?
Gimple was a baker in a little town.
Oh, a story by Rabbi Schachter. Oh, boy, I love to hear your stories.
Ellie?
Yes?
I can only say the story if you stop talking.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
Gimple was a baker.
Are you going to tell a real good story?
There's only one way to find out, Ellie.
Yeah, how?
If you let me continue the story.
Oh, go ahead. Tell the story. Go ahead.
Well, Gimple was a baker.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Ellie?
Yes?
Do you know that there's a store 6 blocks down?
Yes.
Yes, they sell bagels?
Yes.
Can you please go there?
After the story.
Oh, no, then they won't accomplish anything. Well, anyway, we had this beautiful little town in Europe, and Gimple was a baker. And every Thursday night, Gimple used to bake challahs. And all the little children would come over, and they would watch Gimple bake the challahs. And Gimple had this song that he would sing.
I am baking the challahs l'kovet Shabbos, I'm baking the challahs l'kovet Shabbos, ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
And all the children would laugh. And sometimes the children said some naughty things about Gimple.
He's such a baby. He's such a fool. Baking, he's so corny.
Yeah, as if he really means it, that he's baking l'kovet Shabbos.
Children! Children, stop talking over there! Why don't you take a Danish? When those children are eating the Danishes, one thing is for sure, looks like they really mean it and they're enjoying it. Oh, I'm baking l'kovet Shabbos! I'm baking l'kovet Shabbos!
And the truth is, Gimple would bake all Thursday night. Even after all the children were sleeping, Gimple would continue to bake. Little did people realize, Gimple baked a lot more challahs than he was able to sell. Because many people in town that couldn't afford to buy challahs, Gimple would bring them their challahs. And Gimple did this for many, many years. Sometimes the whole town would come Thursday night to smell the fresh aroma of Gimple's challahs and cakes that he baked l'kovet Shabbos. And finally, Gimple himself, who would emerge from the bakery.
We're baking l'kovet Shabbos! Ay, 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 ay.
But the good times in town were soon over. The Nazis had surrounded the town. Terrible laws were enacted against the Jews. People weren't smiling anymore. As a matter of fact, the only one in the entire town who was still laughing was Gimple. Every Thursday night he would come out.
Where is everybody? Let's go! We're baking challahs l'kovet Shabbos!
What's the matter with you? Jews have to lie low now. No one's interested in your challahs.
Well, a lot of people are interested in my challahs.
Do you realize the Germans could kill us at any moment?
That's all the more reason. We shall chop a rein and eat our challahs with a lot of simcha. We're baking challahs l'kovet Shabbos.
You know, I think that Gimple from the Tsaris, he's a little, gericked.
Yeah, that Gimple, what does he know?
What does he understand?
He's so naive.
Achtung, Achtung! All Yidden have to right away proceed to the main synagogue. Anyone who is going to be found outside of the main synagogue will be shot.
Pandemonium broke loose in the town. Everyone had to hastily grab whatever bags they could and proceed to the shul. And then the Germans locked the door. One day passed. 2 days passed. No food, no water. It was a terribly hot day. Panic ensued.
He heard the rumors?
I hear that the Germans are going to light the whole synagogue.
We're doomed.
We're finished. The German officer is coming to the window.
Hey, Jews, we will play a little game with you. you can jump out the window and run to the forest. However, we will try to shoot you. If we miss, you're free in the forest. If not,
no one go.
No one run. Yeah, the Germans are just trying to amuse themselves.
I'm going to try to run.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Just stay here. We have no right to take our own lives. It's been 4 days already. What's going to be? No food, no drink.
How long can we go on like this?
There goes Gimple. He's climbing out the window.
He's going to try to run into the forest, and hopefully the Germans won't be able to shoot him.
Gimple, don't!
Gimple, you're an old man.
Gimple, you'll never make it! Don't do it, Gimple!